Nothing says Christmas like a water buffalo. For a poor family in Asia, getting a water buffalo is like getting a farm tractor to pull a plow. Or getting a milk truck full of delicious milk. Or getting a stand at the market to sell cheese. A water buffalo opens the door for work, food, and income. More importantly, it opens the door to talk about Jesus. And nothing says Christmas better than that.
Join Truth Network in supporting Gospel for Asia. Give today at truthnetwork.com and click on the Christmas Critter campaign.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome, fellow adventurers, to the Masculine Journey Joyride Podcast. This is a brand new show from the guys you know. I'm talking, of course, about the Band of Brothers. My name is Keith, and I'm the producer for Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you will hear funny stories, exchanges, and thought-provoking moments that will amuse you, make you smile, and draw you closer to Jesus Christ in your journey of life. Welcome, everyone. It's a brand new week with a brand new joyride on the side. On this episode, Sam gives us something to think about, and the guys back him up by giving us something to laugh about. Enjoy!
You know, what ends up happening, at least for me and some of the major wounds that God's worked on in my life, is I'll get to the point where I forgive other people, but that's not the final place of forgiveness. The final place of forgiveness is where the enemy, as you said, had me twisted and tied around how it was my fault in some way. I needed that breakthrough at this last boot camp on something I've been praying about for quite a while. You know, and it took a person coming up to me that God had laid some stuff on their heart to talk to me, one of the attendees at the camp, and then through our listening prayer time. And those were people that didn't know that part of my story. They knew some of it, but they didn't know to the depth that they spoke into. Right, but coming from boot camp, I feel significant freedom because I was at a point now where I could let that down and forgive myself. Right, and I think what's key about that, and the whole point I was bringing up with how many times he had to say it, is, you know, God's right there with us. He always is. He's never going to leave us. But a lot of times he chooses to use helpers to come along and guide us through that, someone that's been down that journey before. And that's every one of our ability to do that if we let God do that.
I would be willing to bet that 90% of the people listening are in the same boat we are. I mean, I am the hardest person for me to forgive. I'm quick to do it. In fact, I think anybody with even a modicum of compassion is going to forgive others before they forgive themselves. Sorry, I used a big word, Robbie. That means a little bit.
Poser. You know, every time I think I get a word up on you, Jim, you got to bring up a new word.
I really wish he was posing, because then we'd have something on it. But he actually knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I'm going to see if they have part. Some of that bathroom tissue where it has, like, word of the day, so I could, like, look at it every time.
All you had to do was be a boring kid like me and read the dictionary when you were in grammar school. And
M-O-D-I-C-U-M. And then we got Harold spelling over here.
All right.
Didn't Harold date her?
Yeah, I did. I thought I heard that on one of the other episodes.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.